Holy mackerel. Al Madrigal just walked in the room. Sit down, fella. Get ready to lay out some funny. No pressure.
Yeah, we were talking about concrete and chopsticks.
Concrete, chopsticks, and making money, but not making money, but actually how do you make the paper for money? How are you, Al? Let me introduce you.
Great.
Al Madrigal is a comedian. Thanks for coming.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I've been drinking.
You have already?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay. Is that a warning?
No, I don't. I'm sure if anything, I was it's going to be apology. Yeah. And,
all day.
Oh, and then my uncle's on a meat company with his prions in the meat.
Yeah. And they're not from outer space. I tried to, because look, if you knew what prions were, they're indestructible because they don't have a nucleus. I don't want to bore you with science.
Sure.
But you would think like, well, the guy I talked to said you can't even burn them with the sun. They'll live through anything. So I said, wow, what are they from outer space? But he didn't do that. He didn't laugh at all.
No, he didn't think it was
left
funny?
Me hanging completely.
No, they're not.
It was worse than that. He just did not say anything. So, Al, fun. Are you going to the? Are you going to do comedy tonight or what?
I did two sets tonight already.
Already?
I'm out. I've already done two sets.
So you are wasted.
Yeah. No, I've had a shot of Jägermeister.
Oh, you know what that does.
And I've had a Budweiser, and that's it. So I'm not really drunk.
Okay, that's cool. Jägermeister. And do you go home to your wife and new baby drunk like this?
Yeah, and I smack them around.
Oh no,
that's
no,
what I like
no.
to do. I like to beat them up, so, Latino style.
That's what Bud Light's for.
What does that even mean, Latino style?
No, that's with. It's spicy. Yeah, I don't know. It's ridiculous. I just got asked to do, I think I might be one of the Latin kings of comedy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is surprising me because I had no idea you were Latino.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's
Who
ridiculous.
Knew? No, I actually did know that.
I thought Go you were ahead. Filipino.
Yeah, I'm half. I look Filipino. No, that's another guy.
No, I think that's...
You're confusing me with, like, all the other San Francisco comedians. No, I'm actually half Mexican, and I don't even really talk about being Mexican that much.
You don't, even when you do the Mexican rooms?
When I do the Mexican rooms, what I've done is I don't talk about being Latino at all.
Yeah.
I just do baby stuff and just try to get out of there without being killed.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I've hopped fences at Latino gigs before.
Come on.
No, it's terrible. I don't know if we want to get into talking about going from prions to Latino gigs.
No,
but,
it's great.
I get asked to do Cinco de Mayo gigs constantly, and the money's great.
Yeah.
But they don't want to see me. I had guys stand up in the middle of my act. I go to Stockton, California.
Yeah.
And I go in. And at first, I don't even know. I barely speak Spanish at all. I can get by. I can't use the ATM and push, you know, Espanol. I have no idea what withdraw means.
In Spanish?
And no, I have no clue. And then I get confused, and I have to cancel, and the card comes out. I've tried it.
But I like that you still tried just to see if somehow or another activated.
It would just kick in. But... I go to do these Latino gigs, and they say $2,000 for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
In East San Jose, California, and anything east is usually pretty bad. And I go in there, and I'm driving there, and it's Mexicans love oldies. I had no idea if you knew that, but they love war. Yeah. And anything like that, they go nuts for it.
Low
ride. Yeah. George Lopez is going, like, bounces his head right now somewhere in a tricked-out bug. I get these calls, and so they're announcing it on the radio. They're like, we have this big Latino comedy jam, and Al Madrigal is going to be there. I'm seriously listening with my dad. I go, are we supposed to say it like that? Because you've been telling me wrong the entire time. I thought it was just Madrigal, and I didn't know it was Madrigal. And now Latinos are correcting me all the time. Wherever I go, I get corrected. And that's the worst, to like say, no, it's not Marin. It's Marron. That's not how we do that.
Then you feel guilty.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm 34 years in here of my own name. Thanks. You feel like a really big jerk if you don't know how to say your own name. Anyway, so then I go to the gig, and it's like, they rent out a GI hall. It's the worst. You've been on all these terrible comedy gigs. Have you given up a long time ago? Sorry. And
he's going to open for me next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
So I go to this big GI hall.
What? Oh, okay, a GI hall. Right.
In East San Jose. Yeah. It's a big cafeteria.
Yeah.
And the guy before me is doing his entire act in Spanish.
Oh, no.
And my wife looks at me because I bring my wife and Alan Cranston's grandson.
What the hell is that?
The whitest guy of all time.
How does that? How do you get? How do you end up with Alan Grantson's grandson?
Hitchhiking.
No, he's a friend of yours.
No, that's right. My little brother's friend from high school. So down to South Bay.
Okay.
So we bring him. He wants to roll out and see some comedy.
Yeah.
And we all walk in. And my wife looks at me, she's like, you got to get out of here. That's how scary it was.
Nothing like the vote of confidence.
Yeah, that's it. She's supportive like that.
And, we got to go.
Then I go and I have a couple shots of the styrofoam cups of the Montezuma tequila they're pouring.
Yeah.
And I get up the courage and I pretend to be like a Latino Def Jam comic like Carlos Mencia. And I go up on stage. I'm like, wait, what's up, East San Jose? Where are you black people at? Black people make some noise. Black people. Nothing. And I go, where are the white people at? White people make some noise. Nothing. Just like half of me is the only white guy there. And I go to the next gig. I got out of there. I go to the next gig. And I go in there. And it's Stockton, California. And I end up, a guy stands up and he goes, he doesn't speak Spanish. And then starts violently flipping me off. And then I swear to God, I got the money and I jumped a fence with a jacket over my
head.
That's hilarious. So that's how those end up. So.
Our guest is Al Madrigal. All right. No, that's all right. We're gonna keep him here in the room. And we're going to talk some more because I'm crying because it's so funny. So stay with us. It's 49 past the hour.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Now he folds up for your convenience. Mark Maron.
Prions are from outer space. Al Madrigal is our guest. He's a comedian. His website is almadrigal.com. We're just talking about being kind of Mexican.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Just not Mexican enough to get cast in anything. And
yeah, really?
No, it's just I'm a weird tweener, I think, where they want really authentic. They want valet Mexican now.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're looking for. That's what I was told. I was told that at casting just recently for this new show that's coming out, or it's a pilot, but it looks hilarious. It's about Let's Rob Jeff Goldblum.
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called. And it's Donald Logue and all these guys that work in a movie theater decide that they see him on Cribs.
Yeah.
And they're going to rob Jeff Goldblum, and it's a big heist. The whole season is them trying to plan out their robbery of Jeff Goldblum.
So what the hell is the second season?
Exactly. They pick another. Alan Thicke.
Oh,
they go from...
man.
I have no idea. But anyway, I went in there for casting for it as this character, Hector.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're really looking for more of a valet Mexican.
What does that even mean? Valet Mexican?
Valet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, my wife is seemingly obsessed with the Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube.
Really?
Yeah.
Eagle, we live in the same neighborhood.
We do, man. And I have yet to come over to your house because I don't know where it is because you haven't told me. But maybe you'll tell me another time.
I'm waiting. I'm trying to fix it up.
Really? Yeah. How big is the house?
We have a small house, but we have a huge lot.
That's good. Big lot, small house.
Big lot.
How many kids did you have?
I just had my second child, and it was about a month and a half ago. And are you having kids?
And you're already out drinking. That's great. Yeah.
That's what I do.
I know what you're saying.
But are you having children?
I don't know. Ask her. She's sitting out there. It's not up to me. It's her. You know,
but
she's
do you
going,
want to have kids?
Yeah, I want to have one so they can play with your kids.
Sure.
I can drive over for the play date and say, Al, I want to broaden my kids' horizons and have them meet some half-Mexican kids.
Quarter
now?
Yeah. Oh, no. When you get down to it, they're quarter Mexicans that they'd be associating with.
Now, who's more Mexican, your mom or your dad?
My dad's 100% Mexican.
Now, is he disappointed with you?
He's very, he wanted me to be as white as he possibly could. He sent me to French school. I went to French school in San Francisco.
Really?
Notre Dame de Victoire.
Huh.
And I wore a sailor suit. Every day.
Wow. Was that part of the requirement or just because your parents are weird?
They're strange. Everybody else is dressed normally. I was wearing a lollipop, red balloon. I had to go and wear a sailor suit and took the bus, and I was humiliated, and it was terrible. And I didn't speak Spanish, and he sent me – I was a member of the Olympic Club.
What is that?
The Olympic Club, the golf famous U.S. Open golf club in San Francisco. And
you were a member there?
I was the first minority member – of the Olympic Club in San Francisco.
Did they put a picture of you up?
People, throwing me towels. Oh, yeah,
no. Now, I'd like to talk a minute about kids, but we're going to have to cut away for break. Why don't you stay with me for a couple more minutes?
Well, I have them. I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking.
No, but you're asking me if I'm going to have them. We're just going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about whether you're going to talk me into having kids. You're going to tell me.
I'm going to talk you out of having kids.
Really?
Oh, they're terrible.
You and Louis. Louis C.K., the way he talks about his kids, they're horrible? All right. Well, hang out. We're talking to Al Madrigal. Am I pronouncing it right?
No.
Madrigal.
Yeah,
Al Madrigal. Do like the Mexican way.
Madrigal.
Okay.
Alessandro Liborio Madrigal.
All right. AlMadrigal.com. Hang out. It's about 58 past the hour.
From Burbank, California, the self-medication capital of the world, it's the Mark Maron Show. And now, he's building his own private rocket. Mark Maron!
I am. I'm going to go find the source of the prions. Geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes. We're on the air here with Al Madrigal.
Yes.
Comedian. The website is almadrigal.com. He's half Mexican. And if you want to go down and protest tomorrow, the act that Sensenbrenner has proposed, H.R. 4437, that basically criminalizes being Mexican here in California, in the United States. If you know somebody who's an illegal alien, if you've touched someone who's an illegal alien, if you've helped them in any way, given them lunch or money, you will be sent to jail as well along with them. It's a horrendous, horrendous bit of legislation. Go down and protest it tomorrow, 10 a.m., Olympic and Broadway is where the march starts. It goes to City Hall. If you want more information, go to ufw.org/LaGranMarcha, LaGranMarcha. Al Madrigal.
I was going to try to gather day laborers together and have them reenact, like, Family Guy or some get him out there. And
you mean just pay him and go rent a theater? And
yeah, just like the Home Depot players.
Yeah.
And see how that would work out. You think that would be funny?
It'd only be funny if they did it in Spanish.
Sure.
And you were the only one that didn't understand it. And you played like the dad.
Sure. We could do that.
All right. I'm just trying to work with you here. I'm not your enemy.
All right.
So let's talk about the things you got coming up, and then we're going to just sort of do a tag team and switch you out with Todd Barry, if that's okay. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want to come in.
He does, but we only got three mics, it seems. Okay. I know there's a whole building full of radio studios, but we have three mics in here. But this Sunday in San Francisco, you're doing a benefit for your buddy who died?
Yeah, this guy I started doing comedy with.
How's it going to help him now? It seems a little late to help him.
Donate the money to the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. In his name.
And we do a Dan Crawford. His name is Dan Crawford, great guy. And we do a scholarship, Dan Crawford, a scholarship. And every year, a young comedian in San Francisco embodies the spirit of Dan, gets a scholarship, and we pay his bar bill for a year.
You're kidding, right?
No.
It's important to enable comedians to do the best work they can. All right, so the other benefit, which is huge, is the Dave Edgar's thing. That's the thing I did for you. What was that, a year ago?
Last year you did it.
That was awesome. There's like thousands of people at that event in San Francisco.
Middle school, and this year it's also, that's crazy, but Jimmy Kimmel, Sarah Silverman, to raise money for A26 Valencia and all the A26 writing labs that Dave Eggers has established. So,
and you say that you've been hanging out with Chappelle lately and going on the road with him a little
November,
bit. He might stop
he took
by.
Me out. Yeah, so he's in the city. I'm actually opening for him at the Punchline on Friday and Saturday.
It's interesting to me that he's doing the little clubs again, because he could certainly do whatever size room he wanted at
this
point.
He likes going to San Francisco. We were doing arenas. It was crazy. I was doing an 8,000-seat basketball stadiums.
And he was filling them up.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sold out. My face on a jumbotron.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Where'd you do that? Where was the last gig you did with him?
Utah. I went to the Comedy Festival, the thing in Vegas. I performed at the Celine Dion Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Reno.
Wow.
Girls' boobs pressed against the window.
That sounds that sounds like the real life.
Yeah, that's what you do. Ushered into Escalades, things like that.
Oh, man. And he's doing okay?
Oh, yeah, the guy's fine. Yeah.
And we were going to talk about kids briefly. Should I have them or shouldn't I have them?
I don't know. I don't know. Why bother? They're expensive.
Yeah.
They cry. They don't have any money.
Yeah.
They cry a lot.
Yeah.
And they're fantastic. I don't know.
They cry. They don't have any money.
And there's a lot of responsibility there.
Yeah. But especially when they're in pools.
Exactly.
Oh my God! I was with my cousins, my nephews, and my mom left me with them at the pool. And there's a 4-year old in the pool, and it's like, what is that? I'm glad the kid's having a good time, but it could be dead in seconds.
My kid's the opposite. He won't even go near the pool.
You're lucky.
He's a wuss. No, and I'm like, what's your problem? Get in the water.
Just got throw
Don't
me.
You want to have fun? Don't you want to have fun? Hit him.
And kick him into the pool. That's not nice. Yeah. You got to teach him how to swim, though.
You got to come over and you should see the kids. They're funny.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to take you up on that since we live in the same neighborhood. And you can come over as well.
He held a spoon the other night in the tub. And he had a wooden spoon. And he said, Dada, look, I'm a comedian. And he said, hey, everybody.
Did he really?
That's all he had.
You're kidding.
No.
Did he
great.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean he did the opening of Gene Pompa's
act? Yeah, exactly. Hi, everybody. And he said, my name's Gene Pompa, everybody.
Oh, now we're getting too esoteric for the people. People are streaming this.
Todd's getting upset.
All right. Al Madrigal, thanks for coming by. Thanks for making our Friday Night Funnies work. Is that really good Friday Night Funnies?
Is that what we're doing now?
I don't know. Nah, we're just having some comedians on.
All right.
But, send Todd in on your way out.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Bye.